Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thank you for waking up this beautiful Sunday morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. And, of course, she's coming up in about 30 minutes, Community Highlights with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey coming up in 30 minutes following this show. Also, we're brought to you by Heaven Sent Home Support Services, in-home care for the elderly, ill, and disabled. You can reach them at 248-262-7111. Livinoise Dental Care, keep your smile bright, 313-340-9709. And Sharp Insurance Agency and owner agent Rosemary Moore, one call for all your insurance needs, 248-573-0123. And I'm not here by myself. The Sunday morning team is here. First up, Kim B. Davis, speaker, author, podcaster. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Christy. Good morning, Detroit.
And evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, prophetess, songstress, minister. Good morning, evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning, Kimberly. And good morning to our amazing listening audience.
Yes, and callers are logging in now. And thank you, those who you're streaming on blogtalkradio.com. I can just tell you right now, Kim and Christy, this 30 minutes is going to go by so fast. I feel it already. The morning is already moving along.
It
really does, because we have a great time and great topics, and I can't wait for our discussions to start this morning. We will open the phone lines too, but I want to keep it moving real quick. Let me go to our station break. When we come back, news, weather, and commentary, and we are going to open up our phone lines. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Attention all seniors, Sharp and Associates Insurance Agency has an important announcement for you. If you're approaching Medicare eligibility and have questions like, how do I choose the right Medicare supplement plan? How do I avoid higher premiums? How do I reduce out-of-pocket expenses? What is the difference between Original Medicare versus Medicare Advantage? How do I choose the most cost-effective prescription drug plan? For answers to these questions and more, Sharp and Associates are awaiting your call. Phone them today at 833-668-0086 or try them on the web at sharp-insurance.com. That's sharp-insurance.com. Call today.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina.
the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9800. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Welcome back. This is the Michael Van Tool Show on blogtalkradio.com, our companion broadcast to our early morning Praise Network show. In the news this morning, former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick is preaching this morning at Little Rock Baptist Church under Pastor Jim Holly. The service is being live streamed on Little Rock's YouTube channel, and click on Detroit.com. Kilpatrick's sentence of 28 years in prison was commuted in January of this year. He was convicted of fraud and racketeering. Another service is planned at Kilpatrick's church under the leadership of Bishop J. Drew Sheard. Kilpatrick is now back in the spotlight, announcing he plans to remarry and study the ministry, and he enrolled at the Theological Seminary at Columbia University in the fall. Detroit police were in full force last night in Greektown to attempt to curb the violence and unruly crowds in the dining district in downtown Detroit. This spring, as temperatures rose, fight shootings and unruly behavior have also risen, and visitors and business owners have complained about the tense and dangerous atmosphere on the weekends. New police chief James White is taking the lead in confronting this outburst of bad behavior before the real summer begins in earnest later this month. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, it's your show.
Good morning, Detroit. I have a great story for all of us this morning. And this is more so, it is a heartwarming story, but this just warmed my heart more than any of the other stories that I've ever read to you guys. It's titled, Devoted Son Took His Mom with Alzheimer's on an Incredible Round-the-World Adventure, and She Improved. A son has described how his mom's Alzheimer's disease improved as he took her traveling across the world in her final years. 44-year-old Sean O'Sally initially just decided to take his mom, Mary, to Nepal to escape the harsh Irish winter. He was amazed when she started walking and talking again during their trip, even learning new words. So he decided to keep traveling with her for the next 18 months. Mary got to enjoy the Festival of Color in the Himalayas. She got to roam across mountains in Italy and feel the sand beneath her feet at the tip of South Africa in her final years. For Sean, it was the least that he could do for the mother that he loved so much, who had always given to others throughout her life. He said, "She was the best thing in my life. Unconditional love is a thing you don't get often, and she always gave it, even though she had a tough life." He said, "I thought Alzheimer's was just a decline, but when we got to Nepal, she started to regain capabilities. I couldn't understand it, and the doctor there told me it was all the new stimulation. Everyone wanted to talk to her, and she loved it." Before their big adventure, Sean was living mostly in his apartment in Rome and traveling for work while Mary stayed back in Dublin, where Sean had grown up. He started to make more frequent visits back to Ireland to care for Mary following her diagnosis with Alzheimer's back in 2013 when she was just 77 young years old. With Mary's condition slowly worsening over the years, her neurologist told the shocked and heartbroken family not to fear, telling Sean that positive and happy people become more so as Alzheimer's progresses. In Mary's case, he was right. When the family began to discuss moving Mary into a care home by 2018, though Sean felt very strongly it was not right for her, and that's how the mother and son duo ended up in Nepal in February. It was warm, and she was able to go out so much more than she would have before. We would walk by this lake and watch the children playing. They would come and sit with us at cafes and talk to her all the time, and she to them. He would take the hairbrush out with her and brush her hair, and the children would ask to brush her hair. They called her grandma, and she would say namaste to everyone. They were there during a festival called the Happy Holi, where they throw color powder up in the air, and they asked the son if he could, or if they were allowed to throw some color powder over her, and she adored it. Then the pair went off to his apartment in Rome. There were favorite restaurants to visit and little churches she loved. And once the Italian capital got too hot, they moved to a pal's house in the mountains of Umbria, where Mary found the cows and goats with bells around their necks hilarious. Everyone she met in Italy talked to her and wanted to give her a kiss, said Sean. She absolutely loved it. Then when they moved to South Africa, Sean had a carer named Gloria help out. She used to put Mom's hair in lovely little plaits, which are braids, which she loved. Mary passed away there of a chest infection at the age of 83 in May of 2019. He said, I had to put my life on hold to look after her like that, but it gave me so much too, Sean says. People thought she would be a burden, but she just never was. We had a really difficult time when I was young, and we only got through it because I had such an amazing mother. He said that at night when he would put her to bed, sometimes she would say, you are good, or I love you. And for him, that was enough.
Wow. You know, Kimberly, God wow. is, he can, the cure for COVID was, that cost a lot of money. A lot of money was thrown to that. It's very technical. They needed all the doctors to, a scientist to figure that out. But God is something, you know, the cure for Alzheimer's, I'm sure it's coming. I really have a feeling. And I think, you know, it could be something you can inhale a mint leaf, you know, drink mint mm-hmm. tea. So it's going to be mm-hmm. something that is always here, that's always been here. One thing about mm-hmm. this planet, haven't human beings been on this planet for so long? And somehow we got to this point, didn't we? We survived point. So
That's
I think
right.
that all the things that we need to fight diseases are right here. They're here already.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We just gotta figure it out. God put everything here for our survival.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that just got when I heard that story, you know, because that affects a lot of people. That Alzheimer's affects a lot of people. My dad has it too. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So you know.
Thank you, Evangelist.
She did it again.
I'm telling you, you know, I'm so amazed that I want to be like her when I grow up, because I told you, I admit, I do a lot of last minute writing stuff up Sunday morning uh-huh. sometimes, and she just comes all prepared. Like she got, I want to hire your team.
Every time.
I want to hire your team. You know, I know you got about 8 people working for you.
Sure, Michael, anytime.
At the Kim B. Davis show.
Yes, you just never know what to expect, but it's always a warm and fuzzy story. And, you know, I can actually tie her story into the simple scripture that means so much to so many, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And we can apply it to the young man that had this wonderful opportunity to take his mother around, you know, the world to all these different places. And you know what? I think I would feel better as well. And I don't have Alzheimer's, but I think I would feel amazing if I had the same.
I think we all would. I would brighten right up myself.
I would just, you know, light right up, be full of energy and everything. But, you know, we're in the graduation season, and I am so proud of so many of my friends and young people at the church graduating from high school, and they're, you know, making that next step to go to college, whether it be community college, university, HBCU, wherever it may be. Just want to encourage people out here with that scripture, very simple scripture, but so impactful. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me? Because sometimes we are faced with things that we don't know exactly how to handle them, or we don't feel that we have everything within us to manage next steps in our lives, to manage decisions in our lives, to manage what's happening around us in terms of, you know, the pandemic. It's still here. People are still affected by it so greatly.
It's still here.
But if you just can remember the one scripture, you can do it. You can do it. I often see posts on social media and it has, "I can't do it," and they cross out the T. But
right.
You can do anything that you set your mind to do with Christ as your strength, as your backbone, as your support. You can do anything. So that's what I just want people to know today. Don't be hesitant. Don't stop reaching and striving for your dreams and your goals, because you can definitely accomplish them.
Great. Thank
Amen.
You for those inspiring words. Before we open up our phone lines, Kimberly, what's the weather? I can tell you right now, it's warm. I'm here at the Southfield Studios this morning, and it is warm in this building.
And it's going to still be warm today, although the oppressive humidity that we felt over the last couple of days is going away. Showers and thunderstorms are gone. Sunday morning is mild and crisp with temps starting in the 60s to near 70 degrees. Sunday afternoon will be partly sunny, warm and delightful, much more comfortable with highs near 85 degrees. And this evening it will be mild with showers. After midnight, overnight lows in the upper 50s and 60s. Tomorrow, we will have scattered showers. It will be a high of 79 with a low of 59. On Tuesday, it'll be sunny. 78 will be our high, low of 53. Wednesday, sunny again, a high of 80 degrees, a low of 52. On Thursday, it will be mostly sunny, but the humidity comes back. So it'll be a high of 83, a low of 62. On Friday, we have possible thunderstorms with a high of 86, a low of 63. And on Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 82 and a low of 60.
Great. Thank you. That sounds good. And it's not even summer yet. Summer is not until, what, the 21st? We're already out the gate already. All right. I'm going to the phone lines. Chaplain Kathy, good morning, sir. How are you this beautiful day that the Lord has made for us?
This is the day.
Yes.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hey,
okay,
God bless
see,
you today.
Amen. You start, okay, service, Sunday service.
God bless you.
Here
yes,
we go.
God bless
I,
you.
I feel it coming.
Yes, it's coming.
Yes.
We ain't going to skate. We ain't going to skate on it either. We're just going to put it right out there.
speaking about skating, you know, we had a conversation yesterday. I was got up early and was working out in the yard. Missionary Humphrey says she does it. She does the same thing. I got up and started working, and Bishop Kathy called me and started talking. But you know, Bishop, I started thinking about our conversation and how you know, I'm not gonna call any churches out right now, but there is a sometimes I think some of these country club churches are trying to make
mm-hmm.
things comfortable for their congregations because they don't want to upset anybody and lose
mm-hmm.
any tithes and offering. They don't want to lose members or anything. So what they do is they try to smooth everything out, make everything sound comfortable for you. But I don't think that's the right thing to do, because if somebody is facing something in their lives, if they're doing something they shouldn't do, Shouldn't they be convicted of that when they go to church? They should sit there and be uncomfortable. I know there's a, you know, I'm not saying I'm the best perfect person in the world, but I'm uncomfortable sometimes when I go to church, when I when I hear the pastor saying something, and if it, sometimes it makes me uncomfortable because, you know what, I think he might be talking about me, you know. And
that's
sometimes
what we all say.
Yeah, and sometimes you actually think, okay, who told him something? Somebody told him something. That pastor don't know. He don't know. He don't have a clue what's going on in your life. But I think if you feel convicted, that means that you're hearing the truth.
That's right. That's
say
right.
something, Bishop. Come on now. I ain't supposed to be
the
preaching.
Truth. The truth. No, you're doing a great job at it. But let me say shout out to the whole team, to your whole team, your whole network.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to you all. Shout out to the missionary, man. I'm hearing that she'll be on later. But God bless you all. I don't want to say nothing without saying that and first and foremost.
Thank you.
But with that, one thing we must understand, if anybody that opposes something good got to be doing something wrong. And when you get when you sitting in a church, we've always been in a position where we said, is that preacher talking about me? That preacher talking about me. But sometimes that preacher was talking about himself as well, but don't want to admit that part either. And what they do, they focus in on the monetary aspect of the church. They always preach out of Malachi, will a man rob God? And they say, yeah, through tithes and offerings. Well, you really need to understand the message in that, because it wasn't about money. It's not about money to God. So a lot of times these preachers be talking about themselves, and they're convicting themselves. So they keep the focus on what the problems really are that's in the churches.
Well, you know, Bishop, sometimes I don't hear as much, and I don't know. I know that they talk about this at Greater Pentecostal, but a lot of churches don't talk about the wages of sin anymore. You know, they don't talk about hell. They talk about heaven, you know, but they don't talk about being convicted and paying the price for sin and all that. You know, I think you gotta balance it out. Let me hear from Evangelist Christy, because, you know, I've been to a lot of these comfortable country club churches, and you go in and you feel good. The music, they got the best musicians up there, nationally known musicians. Everything is choreographed and done on time, and you know, it's scripted, and it's a beautiful experience. And then you leave and go home, but it hasn't changed you.
You know what? Church should be more than just a moment to feel good. You know, we were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and we all experience things throughout our life when we make choices. The church should be more than just feel-good opportunity. And when you are sitting in the pew and you feel like, you know, I've been there. Let me not say we've all been there, but I've been there. It's like, man, the preacher knows exactly, you know, what's going on in my life. But if you feel that the preacher is talking directly to you, that's God talking to you.
Oh, okay.
And giving you an opportunity.
You got it there.
He's giving you an opportunity.
Look, that's not the preacher.
Make a change in your
life. I think we all kind of, some of us get confused, because sometimes I used to think it was the preacher.
Like, Mama told him my business. Daddy told him my business. No, it's God speaking to you through that minister to give you an opportunity to do something different. And I think that is one of the amazing things about God. He's good and he's merciful. And he gives you an opportunity to hear the truth so that you can make a change. Now, when we were growing up, I mean, the preachers, sometimes we would go to different churches and they almost threw the Bible at you to knock you over, you know, the head with it. It was such it seemed like such a harsh message. But the Bible, it is what it is. And so if we would just allow God to change our hearts and open up our hearts to what he has to say to us concerning our lives, we will want more than just a feel-good moment. We want that feel-good moment every day walking with the Lord. And in order to have that, you have to develop a relationship with him and pray every day, talk with him, allow him to speak to you. So, yes, our churches have gone through different transitions and prosperity messages or just a good speech to make you feel good. But I want to go, when I go to the hospital, I want to know my diagnosis and I want to know the cure so that I can be well. And that's what we ought to look for. When I come into the house of the Lord, I want to know, what can I do to be better? What can I do so that I can potentially impact the next person? Let me come in here and fill up on fuel. Let me come in here and just get a spiritual download so that I can go out, make my life better, and impact somebody else's. So I don't want to just feel good, but I want to be changed from the inside out, because one day I want to go to heaven.
That's right. And Chaplain and I were talking yesterday about what they call it, the happy. They might want to make you feel happy. You know, it's not about you changing who you are. Happy talk. That's right. That's what I'm trying to say. Right, Bishop Kathy? It's the happy talk.
Yes.
That gets us all tripped up, and we go in there, right, like Evangelist Christy said, when you go to the doctor, you don't want them to give you happy talk. Tell me what's wrong with me so I can get better. You're just trying to keep me happy. I'm going to walk out of there, and I'm going to fall out as soon as I walk out the
That's
door.
Right.
It's happy talk. We don't need happy talk.
And I like how she compared that to the hospital, because that was perfect. That was perfect right there, because you want to go in and get the proper diagnosis. You want to know what you want to get the right script to get yourself right. And you, when you go to the church, you need to have the right scripture, not scripture, in order to get your life right. So that was perfectly put right. I tell you, you know what? I got to come to her church. Have I got a witness?
Amen.
I got to come by and visit.
Let me get another one of these new young preachers in here. Minister Smith, good morning, sir. You're going to be taking a major role in your church services coming up soon. You're going to give them all happy talk when you on your first sermon?
I'm going to give them what the Lord gives me, because in the time that we're living in now, first, let me say good morning to everyone and that great man, Kathy.
Good morning.
We're living in some rough times now, and I had to learn something. This past, the Lord has had me praying for marriages.
Mm.
Now, and I'm going to keep it simple. I'm dealing with a situation, but the Lord said, I had to break you to make you. I'm going to go on and mess up. Y'all don't have to talk to me no more after this. We have contaminated our marriages. We have messed up our marriages. And I told my wife, I said, love, I can't come to you this way, being sick spiritually, physically, and naturally, mentally. Mm. I couldn't do that. And so the Lord said, I had to break you, son, to make you so that you can be a better husband for her and a better, and she'll be a better wife for you. Let the church say amen. It's a new season, and it's a new day. I'm done.
All right, man. Minister Smith, thank you. I know you're going to be thrust into that. You've accepted the order to pastor a church.
Yes.
And do you know approximately when you're going to keep us up to date on your first service?
Well, I'm going in tomorrow. Again, the Lord reminded me. He said, remember, I let you go. You said first Friday. Now you said Monday. He said, you asked me to do some things for you. I'm already on top of it. He said, but once you step beyond the veil, y'all catch this. Once you step beyond that veil, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you all not know that Kwame Kilpatrick is now preaching?
Yes, that was our first news story this morning, and it's being live streamed from 10 o'clock at Little Rock, and I think he's also he might have already
eighth
done
grade
his first Emmanuel. Sermon.
He's at Great Emmanuel right now.
Right. Oh, okay. Yep. Okay. Great, great.
We live in
well,
yo, we living in the shift, y'all. Y'all better come on and get in that shift. Okay, I'm gonna get out the way. I'm sorry.
You know what, Michael?
Thank you, Minister.
I want to make sure I say, Michael, it's nothing wrong with that feel-good message because, you know, I hope that Kwame Kilpatrick is giving the people a feel-good message this morning because people need to know that there is hope. And that feel-good message, that encouraging message, it gives you hope.
Mm-hmm.
We're living in crazy times. So we need to grab a hold to hope, knowing that things are going to get better for us. So we need a balance of the feel-good message and then a message telling us what's going on and how to move forward.
Yeah, so right. All right, guys. See, I told you 30 minutes is gone already. Community highlights with Missionary Humphreys coming up right in a minute. And we'll be right back with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey, after these messages.
Attention all seniors. Sharp and Associates Insurance Agency has an important announcement for you. If you're approaching Medicare eligibility and have questions like, how do I choose the right Medicare supplement plan? How do I avoid higher premiums? How do I reduce out-of-pocket expenses? What is the difference between Original Medicare versus Medicare Advantage? How do I choose the most cost-effective prescription drug plan? For answers to these questions and more, Sharp and Associates are awaiting your call. Phone them today at 833-668-0086 or try them on the web at sharp-insurance.com. That's sharp-insurance.com. Call today.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
Good morning, this is Community Highlights with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. My name is Michael Van Tool. Community Highlights is brought to you by the law offices of Pascal, Tashman, and Walker, and lead attorney Cliff Pascal. Franklin Wright Settlements help the child, preserve the family, and strengthen the community. And now a lady who is a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest, from Arkansas to St. Louis, Missouri. She's a spiritual advisor to elected officials. She's an icon to the masses. But to you and me, she's a friend you can count on in a time of need. She is Detroit's spiritual ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, Missionary.
Good morning, Michael, to all my radio friends. Just before I go further, I just want to say it from the first song. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Not stand in the way of the sinners, not sit in the seat of the scoffers, but his delight is in the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth his fruit in season. The leaves also shall not wither. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chariot which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the way of the judgment of sinners. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. God bless you, my radio friend. I'm so happy to be back with you, Mike, unto all of the game. Glory be to the Lord. I feel pretty good this morning, like I'm high and drunk. God bless you.
Yes, good morning, Miss Mary. Good to hear you. And it's a beautiful Sunday morning here in Detroit, and it's already warm. Kimberly was giving us the weather update a little earlier. Speaking of Kimberly, Bachelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, author, speaker, podcaster. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Christy. Good morning, Miss Neri. It's so good to hear your voice. And good morning, Detroit.
Great. And prophetess, minister, songstress, a devotional leader here on the program, Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Kimberly. Good morning, missionary. It's so great to hear you this morning. Nice to hear that you're feeling great. And good morning to our listening audience.
Yes, and I want to say that one of our other Sunday morning team members, Henrietta, had a family emergency this morning. She had to rush across town to deal with that. She just sent me a text before we went on the air. So we are thinking of Henrietta and her family this morning, and hopefully things will work out. But we are here, and missionary, it's good to hear you this morning, and it's a big morning here in Detroit. We talked some of our news stories earlier about Greektown, trying to get the handle on some of the unruliness down at Greektown in the dining district down there with the crowds roaming around, starting trouble at night. But your good friend, might have to say Minister Kwame Kilpatrick in a minute, because he's going to Columbia University in the fall to study the ministry. And
you know what, Michael? Just like time of old, God has a way, like he called David and the rest of them. Who knows, God got called Crummy because he's been through the storm and trials and tribulation. Mm. He's ready to God picked people. He picked individual like you and I to do the job that you're doing now.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a big like he did with Paul, and with nobody in the Christian tell me nobody in the Bible in the church. I think it was Paul, and look what God did. So in this new 20th century, if this young man served out with the mayors and things, God getting ready to use him. And it got to be God for him talking to Kwame to come forth like he's doing now. Am I right,
there? Oh, yes. No, you're right. And one thing, you can't go against God and what he wants. He's going to get your attention. You know, I told the story last Sunday, missionary, about me thinking that, you know, when I was growing up, I had the option of being a Salvation Army officer. But I saw how hard my parents worked, and they had to go to church every Sunday. They had to do Wednesday prayer service. We had Sunday evening services. We had youth, and we had women's midweek services. We had all that. So I was like, I can't do that. So I said, I'm going to get me a nice little bank job where I could just go 9 to 5 and I can mind my own business. But look what God did. He brought me and Missionary Humphrey together way back in the late 90s, around 1998, 1999. I've been to more churches now than I ever have, and I've listened to more sermons, and God hooked me up with the number one church lady in town. And so that my little idea of running from the church just went down in flames. So, you know, you can run. You can run,
right?
And I could almost hear Bishop Kathy saying something now. Bishop, you know, thanks for calling in on the show. You can run, but you can't hide, because when God has something for you, you know, that's like the Bible says. The Bible is the Word, okay? And and the Word is truth, and it's going to come forward. And people look at the Bible and say, look at that. This happened, that happened. Yes, it's going to happen because it's the truth. Right, Bishop? Say something to missionary.
That's right. That's right. God bless you, missionary. God bless you. I miss you. I look forward to seeing you soon.
We will.
Listen, we got folks You got folk that's walking but ain't going nowhere. And when you talk about saying Kwame as a preacher, well, we don't like the IRS today. But Matthew was an IRS agent. He was a tax collector. And when you mention Matthew right now, everybody loves him. So you can love Uncle Kwame because you don't know what God – oh, I wish I had a witness somewhere. You don't know what God's doing. And we should not question the position that God has put anyone in unless we find out that ain't what God has called them to do. Amen?
Amen.
And you know, too, whole appearance, and know, too, that the thing that God – told people to do. It's time for us. It's us standing in the need of prayer. You don't have time to judge one another.
That's right.
All you need to do is keep your eye on your own soul because we all going to have to go through that judgment day. It's prayer time, and it's prayer time for us to get it. And when we get it together in God, we won't have time to judge nobody else.
That's
you
right.
Like Paul, you be pitiful for folks.
That's right.
Somebody said something in there.
Amen.
Right. Everybody has to answer, you know. And you know what? It's good that God got his attention. But what about us? Does God have your attention? You know,
I
know a lot of people, and I'm probably sure that all of you that are on the line now, you have people that always want to hear about what's going on with you. They gossip about you. They talk about you, and it's all about you. But then what I found out over the years is a lot of those people who want to find out about me and who is this, what's this, what's going on, who is that, they have a lot of mess going on themselves, and one of the reasons why they talk about you all the time is because they don't want you to talk about them. Because as soon as you ask them a question, look, I remember there was somebody, that young lady, always asked me questions. You know, are you married? Are you still married? All this kind of stuff. I turned it around for once, and I asked her, "So, are you married?" And you could have seen, if she wasn't black, I probably would have seen her flush red and changing all sorts of colors. I couldn't tell because she was black, but I could tell she didn't know what to say. She was a little embarrassed because then she had to say things like, well, no, not right now. You know, I know I got married a year ago, but I got divorced, and this is my that was my fourth marriage. And, you know, all the stuff started coming out. But she was trying to push all that attention on me, knowing that she had a lot of stuff, history in her background. So when you have a lot of people talking about you, wait till they stop and wait till they have to answer your questions. They don't want to do that. They want to put the spotlight on you.
And then too, Michael, and then I want to hear somebody else. And then too, when you really in God, like the Bible said, you don't have time to criticize nobody. Mercy upon them, and you want to save them. You don't save them by going over and over and over there. You live a life. First thing about it, you live a life. You know what I'm saying? Here I am, over 90 years old, and I'm getting dressed to go to two churches today because one taken up. Some of them folks treated me bad. But I still have my mind on God, and they still care. You know, somebody else can jump in there.
Missionary, I remember you said when you were back in the day when you were opening up and emceeing for Aretha and Stevie Wonder and others that it was cutthroat during those days. People were out to get you because they wanted to do what you were doing. You were in the spotlight.
Yeah, Rebel Grand and Master Gene back in those days. Ooh, you all having it good.
Yes.
People went to heaven. I hope I see them there when I get there.
Yeah, because it's interesting that those people, they're not around now, but they were out to get you before. But one by one, they moved on, but you're still here, and you outlasted them all, that's for sure. Kimberly, go ahead, chime in on this. You know, it's about, you know, our faithful walk with God, because when the spot, I know there's a, you know, there's a scripture, you know, something about the beam in your eye, you know, you can't see
take
past
the,
that.
Take the
okay,
law, you know, beam out your own
eyes. I'm not preaching. I'm not preaching. Right. One of these preachers, let one of these preachers speak up. I need to move to the side and let one
so
of the preachers
I'm gonna,
speak.
I'm going to paraphrase that one, because I do have a scripture for you where Jesus is telling you to take the stop looking at the beam in somebody else's eye when you have a log in your own eye that you have an identity to. But
wow.
John 13:34-35 says, I give you a new commandment, love each other, just as I have loved you. So you also must love each other. This is how everyone will know that you are my disciples, when you love each other. You guys were just talking about when people gossip, when people are busy about other people's business. And as missionaries said, if you tend to your own and do what you're supposed to, you won't have time for that. And if you are much more focused on uplifting and building each other up and showing love to one another, you won't have time for any of the negative. And then that way you can focus on the Word of God and what your purpose is and helping someone else get to their purpose in Christ.
Yes, yes. Minister Smith, you're going to be preaching soon. You've taken the responsibility and going forward. You know some of your members are going to be talking about you.
Yep. Guess what? The book also says
you got the right attitude. You said yep. So what, right?
Touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm.
All right. Look at that.
That scripture.
You ain't
so
even worried about it.
Well, I don't have time because I keep getting phone calls. I just got a message. One young man committed suicide. I knew both his mom and dad. There's so much work out here to be done. So the Lord has put in my heart to have a men's ministry. I'm setting that in stone as soon as I get there tomorrow. So many young men can't. One brother said he couldn't trust the men because he said a pastor hit on him. I'm like,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, it's a lot of things going on in the church that are distracting the message and the work of God. And, you know, those of us who are who know better, you know, we need to keep a focus and make sure that things are done in order, you know. But, yes, there's a lot of distractions in the church. And a lot of times the same politics that happen in corporations and organizations,
it
happens
in
the church too. And I know, you know, other preachers' kids know all the details, because I remember, Christy, when I was growing up, the biggest, we all couldn't wait for the dinner, our dinner, after church dinner on Sundays. Because that's when we found out as a family all the stuff that was going on for the past week. You know, we found out that the church driver didn't return the bus on time and used up all the gas and ran up, used the church bus for their own, you know, errands. They should have brought the church bus right back after they dropped the last person off, and they came back like around 6-7 p.m. on Sunday. You know, we learned about people who were supposed to show up for different services and didn't show up. We heard all the things on Sundays at dinner on Sunday afternoons. But it was a way. But I tell you what, Monday morning, my dad was back in his office and doing the work that God put him there to do. We didn't let those things. The same thing on missionary Sunday. I remember Wednesday prayer service. It was just my mother, father, sister, brother, and myself. And we started at 6. And if the members didn't show up at 6, my dad would start singing, and we started the service at 6 p.m. And then one or two people would start trickling in, but he did not start it late. He didn't restart it. If you came in at 6:29 and we were over at 6:30, we were walking out the door at 6:30. You just missed it. You missed it. Now, you may want to stay and have him pray with you or something like that, but my dad never stopped from the mission.
Nope, you can't.
That he had.
You can't stop.
No, you can't stop it. Yeah.
He heard from the other people.
Yes, Christy?
You know, if you're not doing anything, nobody's going to be talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're not making a positive impact. Nobody's paying you attention. So if you're doing something that is making a difference, you're going to get the attention. And that scripture that we had mentioned earlier was Matthew 7:5. And it's the Lord. He said, "Thou hypocrite." I didn't call him a hypocrite. He did. He said, "First cast out the beam out of your own eye, then thou shalt clearly to cast out the mote of your brother's eye."
That's
God,
it.
With all
that's
that has
it.
Been said, if we focus on what our purpose is, we don't have time to consider what people are saying about us. You'll spend your whole day trying to chase down lies and negative talking and negative people and trying to get to the root of things. Just focus on the purpose and the plan that God has for you. And all of those that have something to say, they'll do a couple things. Either they'll come and they'll apologize or they'll run and hide. Let them make their choice, but you stay focused.
That's right.
Well, you know, I had told someone, and I said I'm going to get out of the way because I want to keep being disrespectful. But I had talked to the Lord about something, and I said, "Lord, you promised me if I take care of your business, you would take care of mine. And it's something serious." And I said, "Lord, I need you to make this thing happen because the word," and I admit, I walked away from the pastor and people of God. And you can't walk away from God's work and think you're going to get away safely. Mm-hmm. I experienced homelessness. I experienced financial stripping. I was broke. But when I heard the Lord say, "Now I'm giving you one last chance. What are you going to do?"
Mm-hmm.
I said, I think I'll obey. And because I said yes, I'm already experiencing him turning it around. So that being said, the curse is broken. Listen, like Mama Humphrey said, we got to get to running. Well, I know I can't run, but I can promise you one thing, I'm going to walk fast.
Yes. So true. So true. Bishop Kathy, you have something you want to add with that about?
Lord, I had my hand up. I forgot we was on podcast and you couldn't see me.
I know. I just said God told me that you wanted to say something. You know, else. I knew it.
I was on my way to the office, man. I said I got to get this in right quick. But listen, let me say this. 1 Thessalonians 4:11. Mind your own business. You ain't got a preacher that's gonna ever preach on that. You hear me? But the 1 Thessalonians 4:11 says, "Study to mind your own business." And then you get the Williams brothers sung a song. The Williams brothers came out with a song that says, "Sweep around your own front door." Will you try to sweep around mine? Come on, somebody. Somebody ought to say amen.
He knows how to sing a tune, don't he? That is so true. That is so true. Wow.
Bless you.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank
Let
you.
Them know that scripture.
Yeah.
They get in your business. Tell me, he said, quit being busybodies, worrying about everybody else's business. Study to mind your own business. Tell them that. I don't care who they is. Tell them that. Get out my business. Because ain't nobody got no heaven or no hell in their backyard to put nobody in. Get out my business.
All right.
Bishop Kathy trying to preach this morning. I tell you, but we appreciate that. Thank you. You know, so honest in what you're saying. Yeah. Missionary.
That's mighty nice. That's mighty nice, but let me say this. 37th chapter of Psalms said, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy envy against them, for they shall soon be cut off. Trust in the Lord. Do good. I like that chapter.
And as
Christian, you're supposed to delight thyself also in the Lord, and thou shalt give thee, he'll give you the design of your heart. He'll help you when you go to work on Monday and Tuesday. He'll help you pay your bills and all your good things. You won't have no trouble. That's what all that means. But you're going to go running in somebody else's business. It ain't going to work. Commit
and you know,
to trust in him.
And let me tell you
all
what
right,
I...
I'm going to be... somewhere else anyway today. Go ahead.
Okay. And let me tell you what I do. When I hear gossip, it stops right at my doorstep. And, you know, because a lot of people gossip so that you can take it to somebody else and gossip and keep it going on. But a lot of people have found out that when they tell me stuff, it just stops right there. Because I know what the motive is. The motive is to cause confusion and anger and to hurt somebody, and they want you to go and take it to somebody else, like a fire, like, you know, and they just keep that fire burning. But I just stop the whole thing. So they have to go somebody else. They have to go gossip to somebody else because I don't take it any further. That's been my policy for years now, and I'm going to stick with it. When it comes to me, it just stops right there. Stops at my doorstep.
Preach, Reverend. That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
I'm slipping. We got just about 3 minutes left. I want to take a minute here just to thank everybody. It's been a very engaging conversation, missionary. You know, I like this Bible study talk. You don't realize how helpful this is to somebody, maybe to us, maybe to you, and it is to me. So I appreciate the commentary, the questions, the concerns, the devotion, the scriptures. I thank you for all chiming in. Missionary, you have the last word.
I just want to send my love out to St. Louis and Ohio and all the people that listen to us, and let them know that God is still on your side. God still loves you. Trust in yourself. Treat your family right and treat yourself right. And I love you. Michael, I want to thank God for you. You've been with me for years. You have directed me and kept me young. God bless all of my staff. I love you. Have a good day today in Jesus' name.
Yes, Sunday Amen. Morning team, thank you so much, Kim B. Davis, Christy Laster. And I want to thank, look, we got some team members at large on the show this morning, Bishop Kathy, Minister Smith. Thank you so much. And thank you for all those who are listening on the line, those of you who are listening on blogtalkradio.com. God bless you. Thank you. We're going to listen to a little bit of Minister Randall Smith, You Are Everything. God bless you all. Have a great day today.
God bless.
You're more than a mother, father, sister, brother. You